Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Caseville City Council will be meeting at 5:30 p.m. on Monday, July the 13th, at the City Hall at 6767 Main Street. According to the preliminary agenda, the council is expected to make a contribution to the Caseville Historical Society, as well as make a contribution to the Caseville Chamber of Commerce in order to help with the cost of the 4th of July celebration. During the meeting, the DPW supervisor, the city manager, and the police chief are all expected to provide updated reports and make appointments to the Downtown Development Authority. And another news for today. Huron County Commissioners will be meeting at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, July the 14th, in the boardroom of the county building in Bad Axe. According to the preliminary agenda, the board will interview candidates to fill the vacant Commission District No. 6 seat that was left open when Joe Murphy resigned from the board on June the 29th. Those who are vying for the position are Marvin M. Coughlin and Green Cook to fill the unexpired term that goes until December the 31st of 2028. Some of the other items on the agenda include the proposed signing of an agreement of a permit application and a site plan reimbursement agreement between Huron County and Ranger Power for the Pine Sap Solar Project. And the board is also expected to make appointments to some boards and commissions. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Everyone deserves access to quality health, but for half the world's population, essential health services are out of reach. At AmeriCares, we know access to quality health saves lives. We care. It's our call to action. It's in our name. AmeriCares. AmeriCares about our communities, our neighbors, our families. AmeriCares about good health for a better world. Join us. Learn how at AmeriCares.org/good health.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Michigan State Police will be hosting an Employment Day hiring event at 8 a.m. on Saturday, August the 1st, at the Michigan School for the Deaf at 1235 West Court Street in Flint. During this event, attendees will have an opportunity to apply for the department's future trooper and motor carrier officer recruiting schools. Employment Day on August the 1st is the most efficient way to start the hiring process for someone who wants to join the department as an enforcement member. To learn more about the hiring process, as well as a possible career with the Michigan State Police, you can visit michigan.gov/MSPjobs. Questions about the event can also be directed to MSPRecruiting@michigan.gov. And another news for today. Some questions were asked during the public participation segment regarding the APM's mosquito suppression efforts. During a Fairhaven Township meeting, it was explained that the suppression spraying can only be done at certain times due to the weather. When mosquito suppression spraying can be done with a truck, there are several factors that needed to be considered and followed. Wind speed has to be less than 10 miles per hour. The temperature has to be at least 55 or higher. And the spraying cannot be done while it's raining. There's also the label minimums on the chemicals that are used, and the label is the law on how it can be used. Also, backpack spraying for nuisance outbreaks or special event service calls are supplements to the truck spraying. The same audience member then questioned if the township has considered a mural as part of the future building revamping efforts. The board responded that they had not, but expressed some interest in exploring that possibility. It was also noted that the Board of Trustees are working on getting updated minutes for their website and also fielded some questions regarding the cemetery. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Sunday, July the 12th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.